When we ask God for wisdom, we're asking him for something that's not so much about us as it is about serving him and other people. Think about the things that you need wisdom for in your life right at the moment. What are the things that are going on in your relationships that are beyond you? What are the decisions you need to make that are going to have an impact on your life and perhaps the lives of others that you're just not sure about? The young and inexperienced King Solomon wanted wisdom to govern God's people. So when he asked God for an understanding and discerning mind instead of wealth or honor as a king, the longing of his heart was for his people, not for himself. He could have asked for great riches and honor, but instead he asked for wisdom. You know what I think? I think that all too often we ask God for things that are about us, our needs, our desires. Now, just as Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread, there's nothing wrong with asking God to meet our needs. But if that's all we ask of him, then it's a pretty selfish little prayer life that we're having, isn't it? It's a pretty narrow life that we end up leading. Imagine if you could see your problems through God's eyes. Imagine if you could see your circumstances, the decisions that you need to make, through God's eyes. Imagine if you could stand on heaven's balcony and see the view from there. I think that's what wisdom is. God's wisdom gives us a completely different perspective. God's wisdom helps us see the big picture rather than our own little narrow circumstances. 1,000 or so years after Solomon, the Apostle Paul found himself in a Roman dungeon, chained to a guard on death row. Imagine how easy it would have been for him to have a narrow view of his circumstances, but again, he was able to write this, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, there's a man filled with the wisdom of God. There's a man who can see his dire circumstances from the vantage point of heaven's balcony. Back to you, back to your life, your dilemmas, your decisions, the things that are before you that you know are way beyond you, the struggles, the hurts, the situation that's confusing you and confounding you at the moment. Your God wants to show you the big picture. Your God wants to put his arm around you and show you the view from heaven's balcony. Now, sure, he may not show you the whole picture, but if you'll just ask him for his wisdom, it will please his Father's heart, and he will show you just enough to get you through. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.